not the time for daylight to die. Each evening, long about when night time is nigh, comes a feeling, such a lonely feeling.
You're listening to Tales of the Text, headphone drama, secrets, and plot twists. This week's episode is called Jinx. In the car that day, the radio is blasting. Trey is in the front seat with CJ as he is driving. Kamiko and Raven are in the back seat. Raven is reading a map.
I don't know how to read this shit. Is everybody's cell phone still not working?
Trey and Kamiko look at their phones.
Najee, still no bars.
I ain't got shit.
If we're going the wrong way, when I get a signal, we can use my GPS.
I can't wait till we get to the cabin. It's gonna be so romantic. Candlelit dinner, take a walk along the lake.
Yeah, and we're gonna watch all 86 channels of sports.
CJ laughs as Kamiko reaches from the back seat and hits Trey on the shoulder.
Hell no, no TV.
Exactly. This is supposed to be a weekend for us to enjoy each other. Right, baby?
Yeah, until y'all ass fall asleep.
Trey laughs as both Raven and Kamiko hit CJ in the arm and laugh.
Does anybody have any idea where we're at?
I don't know, but y'all gonna have to figure it out because it's too damn dark and I can't even see shit.
Kamiko and Raven continue to look out the window. Raven spots a little girl on the side of the road. She appears to be crying.
CJ, do you see that little girl?
Yeah, man, I saw her ass.
Why is she even out here?
How the fuck am I supposed to know?
Should we stop?
Hell no.
But she could be in trouble.
Shit, we gonna be in trouble if I don't get no service.
Yeah, babe, he right. I'm sure somebody else gonna find her ass. Don't trip.
The car passes the little girl. Raven continues to stare at her outside of the back window. On the side of the road that same day, Jinx, the little girl, appears to be sobbing. Her sobs stop once the car passes her. She stares at the car as it passes her by. She squints her eyes. Suddenly, one of the wheels pops off of the car. The car swerves each direction, jerks forward, then stops. Inside the car, everyone moans and groans in pain.
Is everybody all right? Bae, you cool?
Yeah, I'm okay. Kamiko?
Shit. Trey, are you okay? Because my head hurt.
Damn, what the fuck you just hit?
It wasn't my fault.
The fuck it wasn't, bro?
He ain't do shit, Trey. The damn wheel came off. Stop fucking with him.
Trey, CJ, Kamiko, and Raven exit the car. CJ and Trey analyze the damage. Raven continues to look at that little girl a few feet away from them as she sits on the side of the road, sobbing.
Well, look at this shit. The spare tire is fucking flat.
I just got brand new tires last week for this trip. I don't know how the fuck this shit just happened.
Yeah, I told your ass we should have drove my car.
Kamiko wraps her arms around Trey.
All right, Trey, just calm down.
Raven continues to stare at that little girl.
So what we gonna do?
Bae, Ray, you cool?
Raven, focus, bro!
What, nigga, damn!
Hey, man, what a map at? Shit!
It's in the back on the floor.
CJ goes to the car. Raven looks at the little girl, then walks towards her.
I'll be back.
Raven walks up to Jinx. Jinx, who was holding the teddy bear, moves away from her.
Hey, stop crying. It's okay. My name is Raven. What's your name?
Jinx.
Hi, Jinx. What are you doing out here by yourself?
I was so sad, so I left home.
But you shouldn't be by yourself.
I know, I walked too far.
Jinx starts to cry.
Now I can't get home.
Stop crying. I'll help you get home, okay?
Really?
I'm not leaving you here by yourself. Come on.
Raven holds out her hand. Jinx grabs her hand as Raven pulls her up.
You're so nice. You remind me of my mom.
Raven smiles. They both walk back to the car where CJ, Trey, and Kamiko are.
Hey, y'all. This is Jinx. She's 9 years old and she's lost. I told her we'd help her get home. You know, when you fix that tire.
Hey, bro, you don't think you got enough problems?
Boy, she's just a kid, okay? She needs help.
Hey, man, we need help too, especially because we don't know where the fuck we at.
Jinx, you're from here, right? Where are we? What town is this?
Sacred Creek.
CJ and Kamiko both look at the map.
This looks like the lake we saw a few miles back, so we gotta be in the area.
Just look like the... I don't see shit around here. I don't see no rest stop, no gas station, no white people, nothing.
So what we gonna do?
Excuse me? Excuse me?
What is it, Jinx?
You can use the phone at my house.
Jinx, where's your house?
Jinx points to the woods.
Oh, hell no.
Bae, it's getting late, okay? It's the only way.
Jinx, do you think your parents will be cool with that?
Of course. My mom will love you.
Jinx walks to the woods. She turns around and waves to them.
Come on, guys. Let's have a tea party.
As Jinx walks into the woods, they all look at each other with hesitation, and they follow her anyway.
Be careful. It's scary out there.
That night in the woods, the group of friends has been walking through the woods for about an hour. They're getting exhausted as the sun is almost gone.
Hey man, this shit crazy. She don't know where the fuck she going, obviously.
Trey, chill.
Nigga, you got a better solution?
Yeah, matter of fact, I do. Fuck y'all. I'm turning around.
Hey Trey, come on, bro. Where the fuck you going?
Trey, seriously? Bring your ass back here.
Trey continues to walk.
I'll get his ass.
I really don't think we should split up. This shit's crazy.
Kimiko, CJ, and Raven turn around and walk towards Trey. Meanwhile, Trey continues to walk through the woods alone. He runs into Jinx, holding her teddy bear.
Hello.
What the fuck do you want?
You know me. My name is Jinx.
Trey pushes past her and continues to walk through the woods. He runs into Jinx again.
What the fuck? Where you come from?
You know, you're rude. You remind me of my dad.
Yo, daddy? Yo ass tweaking, bro.
Trey pushes past Jinx again. Jinx pushes him. Trey stands up to see his body laying on the ground while he is a spirit. He turns around to see Jinx smiling as her eyes turn black. Trey's spirit dissolved into Jinx's teddy bear.
No more rude, Trey. I like you better as a cuddly bear.
Meanwhile, CJ, Kimiko, and Raven continue to walk through the woods, calling Trey's name. Jinx walks up to them.
Jinx, where were you?
Did you see Trey?
Yeah, I did. He went that way.
Jinx points.
You sure? I'm not playing.
Mm-hmm. I can show you.
Kimiko, CJ, and Raven follow Jinx as they continue to call out Trey's name. The interior of Jinx's house that night, Jinx, CJ, Kimiko, and Raven all enter the house.
Kimiko, just chill. We're going to find a phone. We'll call 12 and they'll find Trey. He's fine.
Hey, Jinx, your parents got any tools around here?
Tools? The hell you need some tools for?
Hey, listen, I'm trying to fix this tire so we can get the fuck out of here, bro.
I think they're in the garage.
CJ exits the house.
Where's the phone?
In the kitchen.
Raven heads towards the kitchen. Jinx smiles at Kimiko.
Where's your bathroom?
She points to the dark hallway at the top of the stairs. Kimiko slowly walks up the stairs as they creak. The interior of the garage that same night. CJ is searching around the dim-lit garage. He can barely see. He continues to search until he bumps into Jinx holding a bike.
Will you play with me? I've never learned how to ride a bike.
No, I'm good, bro.
CJ continues looking around the garage.
Please, come play with me.
Your ass must not listen. I'm busy.
Please, 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 please.
Jinx, I just said no. Damn, bro.
He pushes past Jinx as he continues looking around the garage. Jinx looks at him angrily. Her eyes turn black. She pushes CJ onto the floor. CJ looks shocked and his spirit lifts up. He sees his body still on the ground. Blood from his head covers the floor. He turns to Jinx, who is holding a baby doll. His spirit starts to dissipate.
Damn, she got me.
CJ screams as his body dissipates into the doll. Jinx's eyes turn back. She exits the garage. The interior of the house that night. Kimiko opens the door to the bathroom to see Jinx standing there with that damn baby doll in her hand. Kimiko jumps.
Ah, shit, you scared me.
Can you play with me?
Well, I gotta find where Trey is first.
You shouldn't worry about him. He got what he deserved.
What do you mean he got what he deserved? Stop playing.
Nothing. I just mean with him being lost and all.
What did you do?
Girl, I said nothing. Come play with me.
Trey was right. There's something weird about your ass, and I'm not your girl.
Kimiko pushes past Jinx and runs to the stairs. Jinx pushes her down the steps. Kimiko tumbles headfirst down to the bottom of the stairs. Her spirit lifts up. She is stunned to see her body on the floor. She turns around and sees the darkness in Jinx's eyes. Kimiko screams as her spirit dissipates into the doll that Jinx is holding. Meanwhile, Raven is wandering through the house.
Kimiko! CJ! Where the hell they at? Jinx!
Raven slowly walks up the steps as they creak. She gets to the top of the stairs and starts to walk down the dimly lit, narrow hall. Raven looks around as she continues to move. She sees huge paintings on the wall of people that she's not familiar with. Their faces were all in color, but their eyes were black. Raven starts to get creeped out. She continues to move slowly, looking at the photos on the wall. She gets to one that looks very familiar.
Damn, that shit looked just like Trey.
It looks like Trey, but his eyes are black. Raven's heart starts to beat fast. She moves away from the painting. She hears Kimiko's voice call out to her quietly.
Raven!
Raven turns around and realizes that the voice came from a room behind her. She slowly moves to the door, turns the knob, and opens it steadily.
Kimiko? Miko, where are you?
Raven.
Kimiko, this shit not no joke. I'm scared. Where are you?
I'm right here.
Raven turns to the doll and screams.
Shut the fuck up.
Kimiko, what's going on? Where are you?
Listen to me. I'm in the doll. Jinx put me in here.
Bitch, what the hell are you talking about?
She collects souls or some type of voodoo shit. She traps them in her toys.
Bitch, I'm not playing with you.
Raven, listen to me. She is evil. Get the fuck out of here. She got me. Trey. Raven.
Raven looks over at the teddy bear that just spoke. She screams.
Hey, stop screaming. She'll hear you, Raven. Get the fuck out of here.
I can't leave my nigga.
Bae.
Raven turns to another doll. Tears stream down her face.
No, CJ.
Hey, listen to me. You better get out of here.
I can't.
Listen to me.
We hear footsteps.
Bae, run!
Raven grabs the dolls and teddy bear and runs out of the room. She runs down the hall where she sees photos of Kimiko, CJ, and Trey on the wall. Their eyes are all black. She continues to run down the hall and down the stairs. She runs into that badass Jinx.
Where are you going?
I was just about to...
Let's have a tea party.
Actually...
I suggest you play with me. You don't want to be like your friends, do you?
Jinx sits down at the table where her play tea set is. She pours fake tea into a plastic cup.
Would you like some tea?
Raven instantly runs towards the front door. She can't get it open. She sees Jinx coming towards her with her eyes pitch black. She runs up the stairs. She runs down the long, dim-lit hall past the photos. She gets to the end of the hall and sees a photo of herself on the wall. Her eyes are black. Jinx walks up to her and begins to choke her. Raven drops the toys and she gasps for air.
All I wanted was for you to play with me. I thought you were my friend, but you're just like everybody else. That's why you're gonna be dead.
Jinx continues choking Raven. Raven's body begins to fall to the floor as her spirit rises. She continues to gasp.
I am your friend. I'll play with you.
Jinx's eyes turn back as she lets go of Raven, who is coughing.
You will? You'll play with me?
Yeah, I'll play with you.
Jinx smiles and grabs Raven's hand, leading her down the stairs. Raven looks worried as hell. The interior of the dining room that same night. Jinx and Raven are sitting at the table playing tea party.
Jinx, when will your parents be home?
Oh, they're not coming back. You see, they're dead.
Jinx smiles and takes a sip of her fake tea. Raven has a frightened look on her face. After the text. Hey everybody, you're listening to After the Text. This is the segment of the podcast where I just have a little fun with the young people that voice the characters. But I do want to introduce my wonderful talent today. First off, to my right is Kennedy. Say hey, Kennedy.
Hey, y'all.
This is Caitlin next to her.
Hey.
Carrington.
Hello.
And Khalil.
Hey, y'all.
Believe it or not, all of their names start with K. They're so dope and I love them. All right.
We'll call the K team.
Yeah, the K team. So, the first question I have for you guys is, what would you do if you saw a little girl crying on a dark road? Would you stop automatically?
I would mind the business that pays me, okay?
You would mind the business that pays you?
Yeah.
Anyone else, what would you do?
I would call the police. Because, like, what I'm going to do to help her? Like,
talking to Mike?
I'm going to call the police because I can't do nothing for her.
Okay, you'd call the police. Anybody, Carrington or Khalil, what would you do?
Actually, I'd probably leave her there. I mean, not to sound mean or rude or anything, but if it was me on the road, I want to call the police, but at the same time, I would know better that I shouldn't be crying on the road. And if it's really dangerous, then I need to go and do something about it. So it would be dumb for her to be crying on the road. Whatever happens to her, it's her fault.
Damn, y'all some mean young people. Khalil, you gonna bring it home with a little heart.
Yeah, no, I'm not
gonna
bring it home with no heart.
That's how the police
should have your heart. I feel like TJ and Trey, we not stopping. I-10 by 10
at the same time. Okay.
I can't say that I don't agree with you guys, though. I think I would be skeptical. I would call the police. I don't know. Maybe I would get out and
maybe
at least
ask her
what's wrong. Yeah. Would you ask her from the car?
Yeah.
Or would you
call the police? She's not even lost.
Hey, little girl, you okay? You okay?
You're like, stop the car and be like,
we do Caitlin soft voice. Hey, you okay?
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You okay? You good?
So the next question is, what's the one thing in the story that we just had fun with that in real life will make you skeptical?
Or the part where we were whispering that Kimiko and Raven were whispering.
No.
And they were being funny and they were like, bitch, shut the fuck up. She says some voodoo shit.
What else makes you skeptical? Speaking of my baby.
So what makes me skeptical is where her parents, first of all, why is she outside crying? Why my tire just bust out of nowhere? And how she take us to her house if she ain't know where she was at?
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. In the script, you can hear her say she's lost. But then we ask her what town this is, and she says Sacred Creek, so she knew. And then we say, can we use your phone? Where's your house? And she points in the direction that her house is in, so you're not lost.
First of all, ain't nobody gonna be that thirsty to get 4 strangers in their house talking about using their phone. No.
First of all the guys listening, that follow Taylor the Tech. If you don't follow us on Instagram, but if y'all wanna shoot y'all side of Kenny, don't cheat on her. She too observant.
And then another part would be like, if we're in a small town labeled Sacred Creek with a bunch of forests, then that means you're obviously not lost in like a bigger place. So you should have some little townhouse, some little cabin, some sheriff station, some good people over there to be doing it. Obviously, if you're lost, you're baiting somebody. So you're either in a kidnapping ring
or something is wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. So you should be able to say, okay, if it's a little town, it shouldn't be that hard to remember.
Gotcha.
Something.
What were you going to say, Khalil?
I was going to say, it's kind of ironic how the regular tire, if it went flat, then the spare tire don't work. So you got a spare tire in your car for no reason. You know, that's not smart. That's something you check
before you go on the road.
Should have took Trey car.
That's true. Okay, my next question is, what's that one scary movie, whether you were young or your age now, that kept you up at night?
Oh, man, I got it.
What's
that? I don't even want to say it scared me so much. The clown movie, the original one.
Yes, exactly. Kennedy watched it when we were younger.
Couldn't do it.
It's really that scary?
Yeah. I watched it with Kennedy when we were younger, and I was like 5, and she was like 11. Uh-huh. She heard Dumbo wanted to watch something scary, and then I got...
Couldn't do it. And then also... Candyman, the one based in Chicago.
Don't tell me.
That Candyman. You know they're doing a remake.
Scary.
They doing a remake?
Yes, they're doing a remake of Candyman. Ooh.
Very scary because
I didn't sleep forever.
The bees coming. Oh, no. And they all stick their head in Chicago.
They got bees?
It was bees coming out of his mouth.
You good, Khalil?
I'm not.
I remember that. Then he had like a yellow thing with like the black shadow.
It was
what were you going to say, Kaylin? What's a movie that scared you? You agree with Kennedy and Carrington?
Mass was it too. Like, my auntie had bought the movie. I think it was when it, the one when it first came out, because that was a long time ago. But she bought the movie. Mm-hmm. They had me in the kitchen screaming. Like, I broke it. My hands was bleeding. Like, I thought that movie was so scary. It's terrifying.
And Khalil, what's your scary movie?
I'm gonna go old school. I'm gonna go Chucky. I want a big fan of
that. I love Chucky. Chucky was funny.
Chucky funny.
I don't like scary movies. I'm not messing with that whole vibe at all. Like, if I go out with it on a date, I ain't taking you no scary movie. You don't ask me. I'm not finna pay my good money to be scared. You know, I'm good. Let's go watch a romantic comedy.
You be scared in the movie too?
Hell yeah, I'll be damn near trying to get out of that shit. We both gonna be two punks in the movie theater. I'm good. That's wasting my money.
The second was like Freddy Krueger, and then it's like
Jason and shit. I wouldn't even know, and then there's like Michael Myers.
Like some of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't watch it. I'm not a scary movie.
Yeah, no, I see all that shit on Facebook.
The only scary movie I watch is the one labeled scary movie, which is a comedy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, plot twist type shit. I feel you.
Exactly.
I'm such a Scorpio, and Halloween is my favorite holiday, but I can't.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's right about your birthday.
I don't like Halloween.
You don't? Yeah.
I don't play with nobody kids. I ain't answering my door.
St. Patrick's Day, my favorite.
Do they still throw eggs at people?
Oh, man. High school, I got
it. They put like tissue on people's houses.
Man, I used to light people up. What?
That's terrible.
Freezing eggs, too. Oh, you better not be at that bus stop.
Okay. The last question is, would you be willing to sleep for two nights in a well-known, legitimate haunted house for $1 million?
Hell yeah.
Just a million?
Cut my check.
No, the first night is by yourself, and then you can bring someone for the second night. Okay, but it's a real haunted house.
Let me ask this.
Okay.
Do we have to spend the day there, or do we just come in and
go to sleep type shit?
No. The whole day and night.
Okay, can I have a
knife? Activities and shit?
Yeah, like,
what do you mean behind it? Like, it's like noises and shit, or like it's like real ghost type?
Real clown ghost type.
No, nah, like a million
like dollars. Spirit.
There's a movie where there were different like spirits.
It was an actual show too.
I can't think of what it is.
Paranormal activity.
Yeah.
So for $1 million.
Yeah. Tax free?
Okay, let's say with all of us, if I invited you to stay in a crazy house, haunted house with me for $1 million, would you do it?
Yeah, I got you.
Just give me a Bible. I just need my Bible.
I need the Holy Scriptures.
And I need a cover.
Hey, get that Joel Osteen on.
Can I get a book?
Yeah. I fuck with you the long way, Ms. J. I'm in there for a meal. Cut my check.
I don't know.
Can I get like a music for like an hour?
I'm scary too, Kennedy.
My mind amplifies my
screen.
And we'll be seeing everything.
I feel like I see things that I don't see.
I'm cool.
Right. Me too.
I don't have like sight.
Because Kennedy would be like, what's that?
Yeah, I don't need to know if I need the money, but if I don't need the money, then
$1 million. Why would you need it, Mimi? Why would you need it?
When they make $1 million.
Okay.
You shit.
You all are crazy. We'd be in the house. We wouldn't see anything because we'd be arguing over $1 million with y'all. Like, yeah, we need to stay.
Wait, 5 ways?
That's still good.
Stay in the bed 24/7 under the cover.
Okay, but what if the ghost comes under the cover?
Okay, then I'll kick it. You know what? I'm
going to kick the ghost. Okay, see how far that gets.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you to Khalil, Carrington, Kaylin, and Kennedy for voicing these fun characters. If you want to learn more about Tales of the Text, visit us at talesofthetext.com or on social media at Tales of the Text Podcast. All right, everybody, say thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We can't wait for y'all to hear a little funny story. It's called Jinx. Bye.
Starting there. Thank you.
Yay!
I have to leave the last line.
No, that's cute.